This is 102.1 WMUK. Farmers Alley Theater, Face Off Theater Company, and the Black Arts and Cultural Center are collaborating on a live presentation in Bronson Park. WMUK's Gordon Bolar has this review of Three Little Birds and some updates of Farmers Alley's summer activities.
Family audiences, and particularly children, will enjoy Three Little Birds, an upbeat outdoor summer celebration filled with colorful characters, reggae music, and dance on the Rotary Stage in Bronson Park. The play brings to life the music of Bob Marley, while underscoring the values of peace, harmony, and unity. Judging from the reaction of the 90 or so attendees at last Saturday afternoon's performance, this message provided welcome relief from the stresses of the current world. The story is based on a children's book by Bob Marley's daughter, Sadella Marley. It centers around the efforts of family members, friends, and creatures of the island to coax Ziggy, a reclusive 11-year-old Jamaican boy played by Michael Davis Arnold, away from the disturbing news on his television set. Under the direction of Marissa Harrington, who always focuses our attention in the right place, the show's six actors sing and perform Marley favorites to a lively pre-recorded soundtrack. Bree Edgerton, Estefan Kaiser, and Kajita Brown as the three birds chide Ziggy with vocal energy and the inventive choreography of Heather Mitchell. Numbers such as Jammin' set the stage for the vibrant Jamaican world that awaits Ziggy's exploration. As Ziggy emerges from his safe haven to sing Don't Rock My Boat, he experiences the first stirrings of romantic feelings. The song You Runnin' Away teaches Ziggy that he can't hide from his emotions. Duppy, a sinister dark presence played by Ariel Lewis, embodies the dangers that Ziggy fears. This malevolent trickster seeks to gain power by stealing Ziggy's dreadlocks. Duppy is outdone by the schemes of the clever Nancy in a winsome performance by Bree Edgerton. The reggae anthem One Love brings the performers together for a rousing finale as Ziggy, birds, and friends embrace the people and rich culture of Jamaica that surrounds them. The final performance of Three Little Birds will take place on Saturday, August 29th at Bronson Park at 4 and 7 p.m. Theatergoers are encouraged to arrive early, bring masks, and observe social distancing for this family musical. In addition to Three Little Birds, Farmers Alley has had a busy summer, filled with creative solutions to providing theater-related programming for online audiences. On Sunday evenings, Farmers Alley has recently offered a number of entertaining one-hour sessions that have included cast reunions from past productions. On selected Thursday evenings, Koch's Corner has featured Jeremy Koch and local theater artists. Tuesday evenings have provided online audiences with Tech Tuesday sessions that take viewers behind the scenes for a look at stage management or lighting design. Many of these sessions can be viewed online currently on the Farmers Alley website or Facebook page. Farmers Alley is also presenting Backyard Broadway, a live 40-minute musical review available for backyard audiences of up to 10 people. At a time when the COVID-19 pandemic has severely restricted the ability of theater companies to present live performances, Farmers Alley continues to find innovative ways to engage theatergoers and hold their interest. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.